From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hurricane Irma slammed ashore at Key West, Florida early Sunday with whirling winds and pounding rain and headed north along the state's populous western coast. Irma leaving behind a trail of destruction across fragile Caribbean islands diminished slightly to a Category 3 storm, but the storm still carried sustained 195-kilometer-an-hour winds with higher gusts, according to the National Hurricane Center. VOA reporter Tobias Hassell, is in a hotel in Miami.
Actually, I can also see some trees. Looks like they are very old trees, strong trees, and they're about to hit the floor because they're being pushed by this wind.
Forecasters are predicting dangerous storm surges of 3 and 4 meters along Florida's Gulf of Mexico shoreline as the storm reaches Naples and Fort Myers and heads north toward the major city of Tampa. More than 1 million homes and businesses have already been left without power. The death toll from the powerful earthquake that struck Mexico Thursday night has now risen to at least 90 after emergency service workers in the southern state of Oaxaca said there had been 71 confirmed deaths in that state alone. At least 15 people died in the neighboring state of Chiapas. The 8.1 magnitude quake that struck off the coast of Chiapas on Thursday was stronger than a devastating 1985 quake that flattened parts of Mexico City and killed thousands. You're listening to news from the Voice of America. At least three